summed that one up then. Disappointing in the end, wasn't it?
It was, for the unbeaten run to come to an end in the way it did, with a penalty given for what it was 5 minutes into the second half, completely changed the game.
45, 50 minutes up and cruising. Talk us through the penalty incident. What did you see?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. I didn't see one player appeal from them. I saw a ball sail 10 yards over the head of the player involved. He goes down, the referee gives it. The players are absolutely disgusted.
The assertion has been that there was a shove in there, so that they would obviously say no to that.
Definitely, yeah. Well, we've looked at it back on the thing. It's the old adage, if they give penalties for that sort of contact in the box, then let's get 10 a game on.
It completely changed the game, didn't it, really?
It did. We started the game absolutely brilliantly the first 15 minutes. We got our goal that we deserved, could have had more. Then for the rest of the half, we were comfortable. Came out second half, we're trying to be positive. They put a ball in the box, get a penalty, and then it's game on.
And then all of a sudden, you've got to attack more, and they've kind of picked you off, really.
Yeah, the second goal is disappointing. The runner's come from deep, and we've not tracked him. So that was the disappointing element of that goal. But going forward, I thought we created enough situations today. Sean Miller's had a couple when he came on today. Couldn't fault the lads for the spirit and their effort again.
Chris Porter's had a goal, which obviously he's taken very well indeed, and a couple more chances to boot as well.
Yeah, he played well again today. I thought he was as good as anybody in the first half and held the ball up for us. Deserved his goal. He's deserved that in the last few weeks, though, a few games. So delighted for him. But it's just a shame. We got a couple of injuries. Jose, Stephen McGinn got knocks, had to come off. They were struggling. Jose was struggling in the first half with it. And then Stephen picked one up in the second half, which slightly disrupted it.
So what specifically has happened to them then?
Both twisted ankles. I think Jose actually got hit with the ball when he went to close the ball down the far corner, and then Stevens just rolled his ankle, and you can see they're both level of discomfort with it.
It's early, of course, it's just after the game, but would it be enough to make them a doubt for the Villa game?
Don't know yet. Hope not. But we'll have to wait and see how they are in the next couple of days. I think they'll both be desperate to be out there.
Was that Porter's best game under you?
Yeah, first half, I think, yeah, certainly. He got held everything. There's only one that just came off him after about 10 or 15 minutes, but apart from that, held the ball, won his headers, got his goal. Very good centre-forwards performance.
You were so dominant in the game. I mean, you were pressing them. They weren't really finding any way through it. Nope. To be so solid, admittedly, after a defeat then. How pleased are you ultimately with the overall performance prior to the 50th minute?
Well, we're very pleased with it. You know, we know that Warsaw are a good side passing it around, but they were struggling to break us down. So, and we said, I don't think, unless we give something away, a free kick or something like that, but to concede a goal in the first one in the manner that we did with the decision. Which makes everybody extremely angry at this time. We've got a couple of people wanting to go in and see the referee. At half-time, they were coming off and their manager was talking to the referee, not happy with his performance in the first half. So they can ask him when they go in if that had any effect on his second half.
Is there any kind of recourse here? I mean, what's done is done now, but do you seek a kind of explanation to see what he saw?
No. The lads, one or two, might go in and coaches and see him, but it's best not to get involved with them from my point of view. All we do is mark him. I think the minimum you have to give him is 3 out of 100, one in each section, 3 sections, and that's it. And that's what he'll be getting tomorrow.
When that happens, and if you were to put in such a low mark, what do they say to you then down the line, the authorities of Football League?
They don't say anything, unless you ask for some specific feedback, they say nothing. But hopefully the mark will go on record as to he's had a very poor game, and his decisions have heavily influenced the game today.
To change tack, when you spoke to us yesterday, you were having a word with the powers that be and the lone players who are at the football club. Has anything been decided about Connor Cody, etc.?
No, we're waiting for them to come back. We've put a request in Liverpool to extend it, so we're waiting to see if they'll do that. It's a bit more tricky with Simon because he's an emergency loan. He's almost up to his maximum amount of days at the moment, so if he was to stay, it would have to be until the end of the season, so he wants to play regularly. We haven't been able to get him in the last couple of games, so that might be a little bit more difficult.
Do you kind of hope for a decision before the weekend, or do you think actually matters like that will be settled after everybody's played in the FA Cup?
Well, Connor's available. His loan's not up until Sunday anyway, Connor Cody, so he's available. It's just Simon Lappin that we're going to have a chat with and see what he wants to do.
And as regards making additions aside from those then, has anything progressed at all? Because yesterday you were talking about a striker with us.
Yeah, we've inquired. the few inquiries we've made have been, let's see, get the weekend out of the way in the FA Cup games, and then we'll talk about it Monday, Tuesday. It is a case of getting through Saturday, and then we've got a clear week to try and do some business.
John Stead is a name that's been sort of pushed to the fore in terms of speculation. Are you looking at him?
He's one of a list of a number of names, but we've got about 15 strikers' names on that list. So it's a fair chance that he's going to be on it.
Right. And is Connor Salmon on that list?
Yes, I believe Connor Salmon is as well. Pretty much any striker that's in the Championship at the moment that isn't in the starting 11, then we're going to make, if we fancy them, we're going to make an inquiry after.